This is Earth and Sky. Scientific studies are confirming that rivers and streams across North America are flowing earlier each spring.
We wondered if these early stream flows possibly related to global warming or having an impact on wild salmon. We asked Thomas Quinn, a professor of aquatic and fisheries sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. He told us that some salmon, like the West Coast chum, spend most of their lives in the Pacific Ocean. Others, like the more familiar Chinook and Coho salmon, spend more time inland along rivers and streams that empty into the Pacific.
Clearly, salmon more dependent on freshwater are more vulnerable to earlier stream flow. We also spoke with Chris Peary, director of the University of Idaho Fish Ecology Research Lab. He said that at this time, an even greater impact comes from dams and reservoirs in at least one river, the Columbia River, in the Pacific Northwest. Dams and reservoirs even out the natural pulses of water that salmon depend on for migration cues. And they slow salmon down, making them more vulnerable to predators and disease.
So salmon are already facing challenges from human activities. Earlier river flows from a warming climate will only add to those challenges. Thanks today to the U.S. Geological Survey and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.